Today we begin our first of seven conversations that are all about synchronistic cash. And where we start in each of these, each of which will be a practicum, in other words, we will be discussing an exercise, the concepts behind the exercise and the application of the exercise and how it may in fact help you to use it. But we do want to be very clear from the outset that we're not laying down something that you need to do. We're just simply offering you something that you might want to do. So the two topics here today, of course, are synchronicity and cash. Cash being that which you can handle with your own hands. That which you have in your possession right now, in your wallet, in your purse, to your credit, in an account somewhere, something you have immediate access to and can do with what you will. It's not something that's pending. It's not something that's coming later. It's something you have now. Synchronicity, likewise, is something that you have now. Synchronicity is what is always going on, but what makes it a significant statement is that the recognition of synchronicity, which is what our practicum is about today, is the key to this. So it is a shift in perception. You have at this right time, at this right place, in this right way, the ability to see this and to know what it is that you are having right in front of you, which is what is perfect for you at this right time, in this right place, in this right way. Synchronicity, which has to do with the timing, that's the origin of the word synchronistic, meaning at the same time or with a sympathetic timing. We're using those words. Those are not the exact dictionary words, but that's what we would call this. Being aware of the fact that there's a sympathetic aspect to the timing of things, and the sympathy is all aimed in your direction. Since you are the manifester of your reality, you are the creator of your reality, you are the one who is bringing all of these things forth, synchronicity is, of course, what is always in play for you. It's the recognition of synchronicity that is significant. It's always at play, and you've probably spent a lot of time in your life ignoring it because of what you thought it might have meant. So today we want to invite you to begin to recognize synchronicity. From our perspective, there are two ways to do this. The first is to just simply say, this is synchronistic. This is the right time. This is the right place. This is the right situation. This is the right thing. When it comes to cash, you could start off by saying, I have the exact right amount of cash in my hand, in my pocket, in my purse, in the bank right now. These cash dollars, pounds, or euro are the right amount right here, right now. Now, if you do that, you're going to want to take a moment and breathe. This is the right amount that I see in front of me right here and right now. The reason we suggest that you take a breath is because it's important to let yourself actually then begin to produce the evidence that you're right. You're going to have a hard time with this if what you're doing is trying to say, this is the right amount and I don't believe it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. The first part of this practicum today in recognizing synchronicity is the willingness to use your imagination. Instead of observing reality and saying, well, this is the dictate of how things are defined, this is what is true and this is what is real. Instead of looking at reality in that way, we would recommend that you tell reality the way it is. That's going to require some imagination on your part. The imagination is not how is it the perfect cash, but rather why is it? And it's not reaching out to find it, but rather taking a deep breath and allowing the truth of that statement to be presented to you. Because you see, all of your perceptions work in this way. You have the right place at the right time in the right way right now. That is what is going on. And allowing yourself to see things in this light is a very powerful thing indeed. And it may take a little bit of imagination. In other words, being willing to suspend what you are projecting as to what something means, and being willing to receive new data. You're not required to do this. You don't have to. You don't need to get it right or get it done or make it happen. But it would be a really good idea if you would be willing to see it and willing to say it. Recognizing synchronicity may sound like a task, but in fact, what it is a relaxing. And so as we enter into this practicum, we invite you to begin by relaxing. If you can, you might want to close your eyes. We would recommend that you take one or two or three or more deep breaths, intentionally noticing the breathing out and the breathing in, and the breathing out again and the breathing in. We would now, if we were in your shoes, begin to look around at physical reality and begin to recognize the perfection of what you see. What is right in front of you is what is right for you, right here and right now. This is a really good place to be. You may have opinions about that that say otherwise, but this is a really good place to be, in fact. The point of this exercise is to decide that that is mostly true, if not completely true. To decide that you are in fact in the right place at the right time. These things around you are in the right place at the right time. And that everything is in fact working out for you in this right place at this right time. Here you are now recognizing synchronicity. Here you are now seeing what is really true about you and what is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Here you are seeing, and if you are willing to, you are feeling the perfection of what is happening. As you take another deep breath, we recommend that you say to yourself, I can see the arrangement of all of these objects as being perfect, even if it is just for one glimpse of one moment. But again, here you can, if you are willing, use your imagination to your benefit and see how perfect it is that you are here with these things at this time in this way. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to think about how much cash you do have at this moment. And this may be a little tricky because you may be accustomed to being reactive to this topic rather than simply being willing to notice it. But here today, we invite you to recognize that what you have now is the right amount right now. If that seems that's too far a bridge to cross, you might want to consider that if nothing else, it's what you have. While you may be wanting to tell yourself something different, you might want to let that just move through you. Just let yourself recognize, I have these other ideas. I have ideas that say all sorts of interesting things, but what I'm really interested in here and what is really relevant is the synchronicity of the having of this. So you have the right cash at the right moment, at the right minute, at the right second, right here and right now. The right amount, in the right form, in the right way. And if you're willing, you can go one step further and tell yourself the truth. This is good. And as you take another in-breath and you release another out-breath, relax a little and allow the data to start coming in that says, yes, this is good. Now, the final part of this exercise is to notice that you may have had opinions about what you heard today and the thoughts that you thunk, the thoughts that you brought to the table, and to notice that it's okay to have them. There is actually a synchronicity to each and every one of these thoughts. We're not going to attempt to understand that. We're not going to attempt to even agree with that. All we're going to do here is recognize them. These thoughts have arisen, and they're all very interesting. Some of them are really helpful. Some of them may not seem to be helpful at all. It may be a mixed bag. Some of them may be just really wonderful, and others may not be quite so nice. But they're all interesting, and they're all perfectly synchronistic. Today, we just want to let it be okay that they're there, which makes it easier to recognize synchronicity as you go through the day. And that's where we want to leave this exercise, is to invite you to, as the day goes by, and as you remember to do so, to recognize the perfection of where you are, and to feel that perfection. Just simply noticing that the events, situations, circumstances, other people have all come together in this perfect time, in this perfect place, and in this perfect way. So where we're going to leave you is we're just going to simply say what is always the case. That as wonderful as this has been, as delicious as this has been, as delightful as this has been, it really and truly, is only getting better and better and better from here.